man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Indeed we can.
Country folks can survive.
Welcome to all you country folk out there surviving across this beautiful country and on ships at sea. This is James Kelso, your host for the next hour, 9 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Today, March 21st, 2023. And get myself situated in my array of computer screens on which is displayed everywhere posts by Donald Trump, more than 30 of them today, one day, and most of them containing links and video. Our best news reporter, the very best news reporter, Donald Trump. If you want to cover a story, if you want to cover what is happening, what's really happening in the world, Donald Trump is, he's the opposite of what he calls the fake news. Donald Trump is the real deal. And he is a better news reporter than any of the fake news journalism school, Columbia School of Journalism trained. Maybe that's the problem, Trained by the Columbia School of Journalism. They've been trained. If they would rename it the Columbia School of Fake News, then we'd have, would be more truth in advertising there. We'd know what we were getting. So let's dig in. The president has not been arrested, and the criminal, you know, when you've got the inmates running the madhouse. You have Alvin Bragg being the district attorney of New York City. But here is one thing that's happened here. We talked about this in the show yesterday, the boomerang effect. The demon rat communists have hurled their boomerang yet again. And they shouldn't be surprised. It's smacking him right in the kisser again. The public is infuriated. The patriot public is mad as hell. And they're the tidal wave of support for Donald Trump has only grown as a result of the criminal behavior of the criminal district attorney of New York. So we'll just take a look at some of that tidal wave of fury. Be careful what you wish for. You might get it. So here comes the tidal wave. And the president posted, let's start with his leading post. Here's one hour ago. The orange man himself asks the question of the world, how can a highly controversial George Soros-backed attorney, Alvin Bragg, who presides over one of the most crime-ridden, violent, and dangerous cities in the U.S., with no retribution toward these heinous criminals, bring charges against the 45th and quite possibly the 47th president of the United States, who received more votes than any sitting president in history, over 75 million, and who is currently leading all candidates by a lot, when there is no crime of any kind. Now, that's pretty succinct, isn't it? He covers the story. Journalist Donald Trump covers the whole story right there. And then here's another post of the same vintage. Reports and almost everybody, that's the tidal wave, says even after in-depth legal study and review that there was no crime, no crime, no affair, no bookkeeping error, no misdemeanor, no nothing. Nothing. Other than now proven lies by Michael Cohen, a convicted felon and perjurer, and the strong likelihood of an extortion plot against me. So, after getting crushed yesterday by Cohen's highly respected attorney, with the case against me fully disproven, why is the DA searching for yet another witness? Trump derangement syndrome. That's the answer at the end of the president's post. Trump derangement syndrome. And, you know, putting up a post, imagine if you were Donald Trump for a moment, and you're typing away on your computer. I wonder where he types away. What does he have, a desktop, a laptop? Is he doing this on a phone? Is he doing this? Can you just imagine the setting? You know, that'll make a great movie someday. Hopefully soon, actually. If somebody could do a candid photo shoot of the president doing what I, you know, what I spend a lot of my time on this show reading. What is the president doing? What is his style as he posts these brilliant posts, this outstanding news journalism? But now imagine yourself in that position. So you're sitting wherever he's sitting and you're on whatever device he's on. You know, we've all met, most of us have posted online, and, you know, you can whip out a post and post it, and, but if you're the president of the United States, if you're Donald Trump, you should measure twice in as the Texas candidate said, measure twice and cut once. You can at least reread your post and look at it and think about it and so on. But that takes time. He puts up 30 of these in one day. That you just ran out of time. How many waking hours has anybody got? So here we go. Let's go for some more. He says, today. Well, now, here's another thing. A lot of the posts he put up today are links to posts that others have put up, the tidal wave. Everybody's furious. Everybody who counts. Ron DeSantis isn't furious. What's wrong with that picture? And, you know, Ron DeSantis made an enormous, let me comment on that for a moment. He made an enormous blunder yesterday when he was speaking in front of some fat cats who are contributing to his campaign. I don't know the exact venue, but you can hear them in the background giggling. They're giggling, and Ron DeSantis is giggling. Wrong time to giggle, Ron. And he says, I'm just paraphrasing, but it's close to this. I can't comment on what it's like to pay hush money to a porn star. Oh, Ron. Oh, gee. That's such a cute comment. That was, you know, he revealed himself in that comment. That is such a cheap, unworthy statement, but revealing. It's the statement we needed. It's the man showing himself. Here's Donald Trump, the most persecuted man in American history, hounded by our enemies. And they're not doing it for sport. They're trying to take out, while he's in the saddle, our commander-in-chief. They're shooting at him, firing cannons at him, throwing hand grenades at him, stabbing him with knives, throwing rocks at him. And all Ron DeSantis can come up with is, I can't comment on what it's like to pay hush money to a porn star. We don't really need your comment, Ron, baby. That is not the comment of a real man. That is an ambitious, self-consumed wannabe who sees his 15 minutes in history chance to go for it. So that I would say the DeSantis campaign ended. That clip of him saying, I can't comment what it's like to pay hush money to a porn star. That should be the epitaph for his political career. And no comment that he makes subsequently, doesn't matter how he backs around, or he revealed himself, and the man does not measure up. So let's go back to those who do measure up. Here's John Rich, the great singer, patriot singer, who's giving a big middle finger to the music industry and saying, no, I'm a patriot. You can take your music industry and shove it. Take this job and shove it. And and patriots are coming around. We're going to keep that success going for John Rich. He says, the president tweets him, and we'll all say tweet, you know. But of course, the president's welcome back on Twitter. The people have spoken, writes John Rich. Congrats, real Donald Trump, on your first number one Billboard song. And he's referring to the fact that Justice for All, the president reciting the Pledge of Allegiance with the backup singers, the J6 choir. And of course, Donald Trump is the backup man here, but the J6 choir, acting as the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, stars singing our national anthem. And by the way, somebody, I saw a comment from somebody who's involved with music and involved with choir singing, and very heavily at a very high level, and said that's the most beautiful choir rendition he's ever heard in his life. And of course, not exactly professional choristers, but the heart is in it, and they do sound, the sound is beautiful. Justice for All, starring President Trump and the J6 Choir, hits number one on the Billboard Hot 100. All right, here's the next post featured by the president, another patriot, Elise Stefanik, congresswoman, I think, of the 21st Congressional District in New York. She says multiple prosecutors passed on this, quote, case, unquote, because they knew it was a sham. Soros-funded radical Alvin Bragg is shamelessly advancing a witch hunt purely for political purposes. He should testify before Congress under oath. Well, you're going to hear a post from Rand Paul, even better than compelling him to testify. How about sending him to prison? All right, let's go to let's see what this.
21st District Congresswoman Elise Stefanik released a statement Saturday saying Trump's possible arrest is a continuation of a disgraceful and unconstitutional pattern going back to the Russian collusion case.
Okay. Next one. Ronny Jackson, He's the next up at the plate here. Ronny Jackson says, Soros, and this is the president putting this up, we would never. You see, Donald Trump is acting as the professional journalist. He's gathering these, he's news aggregating. He's putting it all together on his thread. And in a way that we all see it. I wouldn't normally see Ronny Jackson's post. Jackson, the great congressman from Texas, former admiral, not former, but Admiral Ronny Jackson, now congressman, he was the doctor for George, who was he was the doctor for Barack Obama. Before he was the doctor for Donald Trump, he was the White House doctor, attached to the White House, not to the to the particular president. He's the one who gave a physical to Donald Trump and said, this is the most fit presidential candidate I've ever examined. And he said at the time he could easily handle a second term. And administered a battery of mental tests at the president's insistence, and he said, passed with flying colors. And has since, Ronny Jackson has since stated, apparently Joe Biden is damaged. His brain is damaged. Nice. Soros owned, that's good. Alvin Bragg has allowed New York to devolve into a lawless war zone. Would you want to go to New York City right now? I was born there. I sure wouldn't want to go there. Would you want to walk down Fifth Avenue? I was born on Fifth Avenue. Would you want to walk down Fourth Avenue past the Metropolitan Museum of Art at night or at noon? He's put his disgusting politics over people, and now the city is suffering. He is a disgrace to this country. Ah, there's good. That's even better than Elise Stefanik. He is a disgrace to this country, more than he needs to be compelled to testify. You're a disgrace to your country. Okay, how about even now, Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. Here's what the president quotes from him. Alvin Bragg is abusing his office to target President Trump. And notice, while he's reduced a majority of felonies, including violent crimes, to misdemeanors, he has different rules for political opposition. Republicans stopped the radical crime law, and we will investigate any use of federal funds that are used to facilitate the perversion of justice by Soros-backed DAs across the country. All righty. We're not done. We're just getting up in the morning here. Barely got his pants on. And now the next one up is Jim Jordan. And I like this one. Don't you? Very short, one sentence. Despite it all, President Trump will make America great again. Okay. Ah, okay. We're not done. How about Senator Rand Paul? I know he's one of everybody's favorites. And this now, the president posts this in giant font. A Trump indictment would be a disgusting abuse of power. Here's the guy who's got it right. The DA should be put in jail. We'll be right back after this message.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I have no idea what Fogarty's singing about there, working for the FBI. The great song. Anyway, I have to study the lyrics. Great, great singer. I'm sure a Donald Trump supporter, the creator of Creedence Clearwater Revival, which you take to be a Southern band, the way they sound, you take it to be a Southern band. And they're not. They're from Berkeley, California. Anyway, genius musician, patriot. Here's the next post. The first one that's somewhat obscure, more of a newer name in our galaxy of patriot websites. Jeff Cruere of Real America's Voice, the president reposts Jeff Cruere. And I'll skip that one because that's more lengthy. We're going through just the highlights here. And here's one. The president says, let's go down here. Oh, he posts Young Americans, the Young Republican Club, not Young Americans for Liberty, Young Americans for Freedom, Young Republican Club, and now this is great. You're going to like this. You have to use your imagination a little bit because there's a visual which I can't convey to you. But imagine a giant crowd of patriots in New York City, on the streets of New York City, which this is, and they're rallying for their champion, the president. So listen to them, and they're stepping up to the microphone with their comments. And this is happening all across the country. And, you know, if this goes further, if they, if the communists continue this assault on the president, you will see rallies all across America. And one of the suggestions out there from this one actually comes from Wayne Allen Root, is to go with the Gandhian approach. And, you know, you have to pick an approach here. And the Gandhian approach is we'll go on a giant nationwide strike. We'll just say, hey, take this job and shove it. We don't get to have the president. We don't get to have a country. We don't get to have a First Amendment. We don't get to have a vote. We don't get elections. If you can't vote for the man, for your leader, you don't have a vote. If they get to decide who can be on the ballot, and that excludes the person you all want to vote for, no, you don't have an election. You don't have a vote. So if you think you can take our country away from us, well, you can take that and shove it. So that would be a Gandhian approach, just a sit-down, a boycott of the whole damn system. And one thing that Wayne Allen Root says is that this doesn't – if patriots take that tack, that leaves the left without their usual bag of tricks. So if we like go to have a peaceful rally in Washington, D.C. on, let's say, pick a day, January 6th, now they pull out their tool bag, their black bag of tools. They can stage all kinds of false flags. They can stage bogus incidents. They can perpetrate crimes, and etc. But in a boycott, we're all at home. You know, we're in the safety and the sanctity of our private homes. Do your worst, Justice Department. Do your worst, FBI. We're at home. We didn't go to work today. We're not even out in the street. We're at home. And we're telling you to take your communist state and shove it. That's a suggestion from a brilliant man, Wayne Allen Root. That might be the right approach. I'm not sure myself. I like it. At first take, I like it. Okay, here's the Young Republican Club in New York City, of New York.
Support for President Trump in the bluest area of the country, to here in Manhattan, right outside the courthouse where he may be arraigned. This is a politicized prosecution and persecution without any merit.
It's an embarrassment to our country. This should not happen to anyone running for president.
This is a witch hunt. I think the American people realize that this is a witch hunt. Donald Trump's support is amplifying and increasing by the day.
Our country and our city was in a much better place when Donald Trump was the president.
Alvin Bragg needs to get back to work. We need him to focus on doing his job, cleaning up the crime in the city, and filling this building behind us with criminals to the brim, and not with an audience of one named Donald Trump.
That was a Young Republican. That was just somebody handing the microphone around to the huge crowd of people gathered at, I take that to be the courthouse building in Manhattan, giant building, and an attached jail.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder.
Kind of broad at the shoulder. Big bad Donald John Trump, that is. Let's go back to another. Oh, well, let's kind of broad to shoulder and narrow at the hip. Let's go to James in Vancouver. James, are you there?
Yeah, good afternoon. That was Alan Clark of the Hollies that sang Long Cool Woman, by the way. He wrote it. Then he got into a fight with Fogerty because it sounded like Green River.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, but that is Fogerty. Is that Fogerty we're hearing singing?
No, that's Alan Clark singing. That's Alan Clark singing it. But the melody is a lot like Green River.
Okay.
And there was apparently some kind of,
Long Cool Woman.
But,
this story. All right, well, go ahead. It's never too late to learn. Here I am at 74. Wow. I finally got that from James in Vancouver. Go ahead, James.
Well, I think Stormy Daniels, first off, whatever happened, she didn't get damaged by Donald Trump. I think this is the first fact we have to look at. Unlike Bill Clinton's women who got smashed and crashed and trashed, I don't think Ms. Daniels suffered any kind of damages, and therefore a tort and a blackmail doesn't seem reasonable. And another thing I wanted to mention is Cohen had a fiduciary responsibility to keep his mouth shut as a lawyer by attorney-client privilege when he was working for Donald Trump, and he broke that. And for that, he should be disbarred forever, notwithstanding the fact that he's perjured himself, and he's gone to jail, or he's been prosecuted for that. Back to you.
Well, yeah, and now, of course, yours is the voice of reason, James. we're living in, we're living in Bolshevik times, and the voice of reason and such things, you know, as the Constitution, rule of law, due process, you know,
Right. But a Hollywood publicist could fix this. You simply get Stormy Daniels to say, look at, nothing happened. It was a picture. Yes, I like Donald Trump. I never got hurt, blah, blah, blah. And the American people are happy as heck.
Yeah, exactly. But and now, of course, what the president is saying in one of his posts, he says, protest, protest, protest. And what he's doing, you know, this is a development that we patriots needed. We needed to go through this evolution of our patriotism. Is the president is saying, these are the times that try men's souls. This is the time. If not you, then who? When he says protest, 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 we're going to have to, even if it's in the Gandhian form of sitting down on the corrupt system, we're going to have to act. And we have to pick wisely. Well, we got to pick our commanders wisely. But this is a fight now. And we are going to have to find a way.
Yeah, well, then it could be like WWE then, right? And this could all be some kind of a reality TV show, which I don't think it is, obviously. But it's the perception, the American people, we have to deal with their perception of the realities. See?
Yes, so. Yes. But now here's where they've screwed up with Donald Trump. Once again, is that Donald Trump has the hearts and minds of scores of millions of people. And of course, there are, there are scores of millions of trash in the United States. He doesn't need to get the hearts and minds of every single warm body within the borders of the United States. That's not America. America is the patriots. The trash, he should have the determined hatred and opposition of the trash that has occupied our country. But there are enough patriots. We do outnumber the enemy. And so he does have their loyalty. And the left can't fathom that. They don't want to characterize themselves as trash. They don't want to characterize their enthusiasts as fellow trash. So they think they're hot stuff. And they want to think of us as trash. But they're delusional, and we're not. So the president has brought this all to a head. Once again, he does it over and over again, and this is a turning point. This is the point of rallying of our forces. And that's what he means when he says protest, protest, protest. Don't just watch this as a reality TV show. You're in it. This is it. And you and all the rest of us, we're at Valley Forge. So
there's an interesting observation I made. All the American presidents who've been assassinated have had fights with the bankers and the international banking cartels. You see, this is the thing that the American people have got to realize. And also, and this relates to Trump because he did go along with the vaccines, but that's the same thing, you see. And the people have to understand that, you know, when you're president, there is really a lot of people that want to kill you, you see, and your family too. This is another thing that's got to get.
Back to you. Now on your last point, the question of the vaccines. It isn't possible to name a single major figure, leader, of a country anywhere in the world, and there are, you know, close to 200 countries in the world who fought against the vaccine, who saw what was coming, who realized the fraud, and then announced it to his or her people and stood in the doorway. No, there isn't
right.
One. Not a single one.
It was always pay or die. Remember the movies with the mafia? You get the letter, yeah. Pay or die, right? That was it?
Yes, but I think it's even more, sort of more, have to dial it back to those days. There wasn't any group of patriotic, well-informed, prophetic world leaders that the president could have joined. And this isn't an option he even had. He didn't have the option, not because there are people who would threaten his life. No, he simply, the left had so dominated the medical establishment, for example, that the president really, when he turned to his, they ran into his office in their lab coats and said, well, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. All of medicine, all of the doctors, all of the leaders say that we are all about to die.
Right.
In the next 24 hours, unless you sign this order, unless you allow us to do this or that. And so the president, he doesn't have time to take a 2-year sabbatical and go to medical school and study virology and microbiology and then come back and say, no, I'm, we have some dissenting opinions on this, Fauci, Birx. We have... He's got 5 minutes. He's got 5 minutes. Maybe he can call his wife call his best friend.
He had a gun to his head.
So he got screwed. He got screwed. Viktor Orban, one of our heroes, Viktor Orban, he got screwed. All the people.
Kill him too.
Well, yes.
You're a politician. You're a sitting duck, okay? You know what I mean?
Well, okay, but I'll say this about Donald Trump. On the question of when he gets those phone calls or whispers in his ear, we're going to kill you unless you do X. He's
right.
Already made that. He's already crossed that Rubicon. He's already done so many things that for which they would kill him. He's already shown his courage. He already put his horse into the river and crossed the Rubicon. So he's not a phone call saying we'll kill you if you do this. He's already had 100 of those.
And I understand Julius Caesar even got into trouble with the money. He didn't want those bankers and their interest either, you see.
Well, okay, but I don't think Donald Trump is worried about getting in trouble at this point. He's not worried about getting in trouble. I think there's one thing, there's one element of blackmail that the devil could use. And that is all these evil people, and that is his family. I don't think he's afraid for himself at all.
Right, that's
and,
what I'm getting.
The only thing, like any father, that would would frighten him is threats against his family, but not against his life.
Yes.
His family has crossed the Rubicon too. The only child he has of his own is Barron, who's young, but I'll bet you even Barron. And said, "Hey, Dad, I'm in, and I can shoulder arms. I'm Barron is like I think half a foot taller than Donald Trump. He's taller than everybody in the family. But Eric, Don Jr., Tiffany, they're all in. Melania, they're all in. And I don't think Donald Trump would do the thing he's done astride history unless he had, in fact, all of his family saying, Dad." Or, dear, we're with you. Don't be intimidated on our behalf. When you get those phone calls or those hints that you're a dead man, disregard and continue charging. So I think that's what we said. And that's one of the reasons, by the way, going back to my own personal admiration for Donald Trump, one of the things that caused me early on the most admiration for Donald Trump is the obvious observation of that courage, that he is taking a huge risk. He's putting his life on the line for all of us. I mentioned it when I said early on, if you go back in the archive of the shows, the show, you'll find I said, well, if Donald Trump wins, he needs to do his broadcasts. He doesn't need to do these rallies. He needs to be in a underground secured facility and talk to us by virtually, you know, and because otherwise they're going to try to kill him. So, Mr. President, you're too valuable. Don't stand in front of those huge audiences. Don't march between those huge ranks of people. Don't get in your airplane hundreds and hundreds of times. We need you. But you know what? He's done it anyway. He gets in his plane. He got in his plane to go to Oklahoma. He got in his plane to go to, you know, Iowa to talk to us. And he's already made that decision, and he has a circle of security around him. Imagine the work he's had to put in to build the security team that he has. Look at him at an event. You'll see sometimes 20 really fit-looking security people right around him, and he's paying them. He's paying a fortune for the security he has, but there's no security that's enough security for the risk he's taking. So that's one reason that he's the proven man, the proven leader. That's why I'm such a groupie for Donald Trump. There's no other person who has, been through, has walked through that valley of death. Donald Trump has. All the other heroes that we have, as great as they are, like Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz and so on, they can probably get up in the morning and go out and pick up the newspaper on the lawn and drive to the corner to get a cup of coffee or something with no security or anything. But Donald Trump has to have complete security, and he's still at huge, huge risk. But anyway, James, let me go back.
Look what they did to Rand Paul.
Well,
Rand Paul.
What are you referring
to? Out of him.
Oh, exactly.
Well, his neighbor beat the crap
shot
out of him, right?
Well, they've done two things with Rand Paul.
Broken ribs.
They have a guy that endangered his life by beating up his torso. Then Rand Paul was also, I believe he was on that baseball field.
He didn't get shot, but his
but he came darn close.
The other guy,
and there was a guy with a big full clip of a high-powered rifle who was picking off Republican congressmen on the baseball field. But what is Rand's response?
He was a hero.
let me analogize Rand Paul to Donald Trump. What is Rand Paul's response to that threat to his life been? He said, "You can take this threat and shove it." Rand Paul continues to stay in the fight, and that's one reason I have such huge admiration for him. He hasn't folded. He is risking his life and his family.
I took the time to see Dee Sanctimonious today make his speech about Donald Trump's situation, and I was, of course, not impressed. He just talked about himself. He'd be able to handle Soros, but then he couldn't speak to Donald Trump's problem, wouldn't support Donald Trump. The guy's a useless creep, okay?
I like that. You watched it several times. You agree with my assessment?
Yes, I did, because I figured I'd call in, and I wanted to see what Dee Sanctimonious was saying and how he was saying it. You notice when he speaks, he shows his bottom teeth. You got a guy showing their bottom teeth, that's a problem.
Okay, well, you're way ahead of me on that. I'm not up to speed with that, but I like that you watched. First of all, I admire you, James, as a student of human behavior, and I'm glad you watched him. I haven't had a chance to do that. Watched him over and over again.
Well,
but I heard it a couple of times, and
turn the video off, turn the audio off, and watch those bottom teeth. Right, that's a shark. Way back 50 years ago, they talked about this kind of thing. I happened to do some studying on it. Go ahead.
Okay, a shark. with a scent of blood.
That's right.
Ron DeSantis.
Body language.
Yeah, yeah. What, you know, and you know what? Don Jr. has commented on DeSanctimonious. Ron Jr. saw that same clip that you watched, and he had your same reaction to it. He said, this guy's a rhino. This guy's a plant. This guy is circling in the water. He's circling my dad.
That's right. Bravo.
And,
bravo.
Yeah, so, yeah, Don Jr. can sometimes be even more unbuttoned than his dad.
Yeah, he is good. I've listened to him,
But we'll take a break, folks, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, folks. And I'll tell you what, in the few short minutes remaining to James in Vancouver and myself, we've got a bunch of callers, and I apologize, we're not going to be able to get to all or even any of you. Let's just hang on, let's see. But it's worse than that, because I didn't even get to the stars. You know what? Our forces have rallied to the president. And I didn't even get to play the Tucker Carlson segment on defending Donald Trump and defending our way of life, defending our country, our people. There's also a segment from Laura Ingraham that's magnificent. And here, I'll just play you a second. I didn't even get to play the president He's magnificent. Here's the sound, here's what Tucker sounded like yesterday and today.
You check the polls, you will find that Trump is leading the Republican field. That's the unprecedented thing. Taking out your opponent using the justice system. If the Democratic Party is allowed to do this, allowed to crush the presidential frontrunner, the main threat to their power, with a bogus criminal case, where does that leave us? We're done. Because that precedent will live forever. And voters will never again determine the outcome of a presidential election. It's remarkable when you think about it. So after all the yelling from permanent Washington about January 6th and how it was a threat to our democratic norms and the peaceful transfer of power, they've decided to completely short circuit our democratic norms, not to mention the peaceful transfer of power, using the courts and prosecutors.
Now, you hear what Tucker said. If they get away with this, we're done. We're done. And we will never have another election in America. Pretty cataclysmic.
Well, I think that's the idea.
Now, here's Laura Ingraham. Listen to this.
The radical New York prosecutors trying to take down Trump before 2024. Duh. You know, this apparent move toward indicting the former president, it's as predictable as a Biden stumble climbing the stairs of Air Force One. Now, rather than focusing on putting away violent criminals, D.A. Alvin Bragg wants to make a name for himself.
Well, she gets better than that. But I like Tucker comes out of the gate starting out. If they get away with this, we're done. And that's the measure. We've got all kinds of people, all kinds of posts put up here. We've got Maria Bartiromo, all the good guys are defending the president, and it's in this thread by the president today. And he's, you know, wherever he is, he's sitting there probably putting together his next post, and he'll be back again tomorrow. We'll be here in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow to see what's happened next. But I'm liking the fact the left, pull way back, folks, and look at the big picture. The left, throughout all this, has counted on you and millions of people like you to abandon President Trump, to scare you off. Scare the president. Yeah, okay, that didn't work. How about scaring you off, discouraging you, demoralizing you? And guess what? They failed. Instead, the boomerang. They're catching their own boomerang right in the kisser because we're motivated than ever before. And this will continue, I predict, tomorrow. And the next day, one advantage we have as good people is we're able to sense and perceive the world truthfully. Truth social. We perceive truth. One of the liabilities that the devil has and that evil people have is they are delusional. They do not perceive reality as clever as they are at manipulating reality. They can't perceive things clearly. That's why that's one of the effects of being evil. You can't perceive truth. What is the fundamental nature of evil? They are the liar. They lie, including they lie to themselves. So that's one tactical advantage in this mortal combat that we have, is that we are grounded in reality.
Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food.
James, you and I need to ground ourselves in reality. We got a break, the final break coming up. We'll all meet up again tomorrow here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you then.
You don't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.